We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
Up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
It is, and we are in our studios at 109 East Oakland. If you ever want to kind of pop in, see how we make this sausage. And right now, we're going to run up the road here, and we're going to land in Mount Pleasant, and we're going to spend a little time with an old buddy, Jim McBride, who's the president of the Middle Michigan Development Corporation. And Jim, always knee-deep in what's going on up there, and so it's important and incumbent upon us to let everybody know about that by having you on periodically, and not as much as we'd like, but at least get the word out as to what's happening in your area. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you guys are active and in a lot of different perspectives. So give us a little rundown. What's happening in the Middle Michigan Development Corporation?
Well, we've been very busy. And as you know, in many other parts of the state, probably our biggest challenge is working with our companies to fill this talent gap that really is a big gap. As you know, we did lose a lot of our population in the Great Recession, and we've been trying to rebuild that population, but also bring back the skilled workers that companies need. So as companies have come out of the recession and are not only back to where they were, but in many cases expanding beyond where they were, you know, we've really had to deal with this shortage of talent, especially in areas like welding and machining, CNC, but also engineers. In fact, I've had a number of companies in this area say, Jim, can you help me find some engineering talent? And so we've been working with the, CMU Engineering School and trying to set up internships and connect graduates from that school with companies in the area. So we've just started that, and that's actually been a very promising program.
Well, you know, it's very important to have somebody like your organization out there being the catalyst, because that you are speaking to the number one problem to all businesses in Michigan and, quite frankly, across the U.S. We've got a number problem with fewer people available, but we also have this kind of talent mismatch. The areas that we need people, we don't have people trained in those areas.
Absolutely right. And the thing that, the thing is that we get students coming out, getting their degrees in things that are, maybe was their passion, but they're working at fast food or something like that because they can't find a job in the area that they studied. And, if they had maybe, gotten a skill, they would have a job that pays very, very well. In fact, what we're seeing here is, because of the competition for these types of workers, companies are paying more and more and more. So the wages have been going up for these types of jobs rather dramatically. And in many cases, companies will train their own. So, if you just have a basic willingness to work, and some of these companies in our area will train welders and machinists the way they want things done in their particular operations. So even kids coming out of high school can sometimes get jobs. So it's unique that we've had this talent mismatch, as you said, that it's just hit us really hard these last couple of years. And so we're doing everything we can to help close that gap.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the Michigan Future Business Index, which comes out every 6 months in the Accident Fund finances, it is really showing that talent issue is the number one issue challenging businesses in the state of Michigan. And the number two issue is growth. And what they mean by growth is we can't grow without talent.
Yes, and that's exactly right. We can't grow without talent. The other thing, and I'm sure you've heard this too, Chris, there's a shortage of buildings. Many companies, as they expand, they don't want to build right now. They want to lease, and they're looking for existing buildings. And we've got a very short supply of buildings in the area, in our area, and throughout the state too. So, that's been another challenge, and I know the MEDC is trying to respond to that with this spec building incentive program. So that's another area. You know, we've just grown quicker and than we thought that we would, and so we have a talent gap. We also have a gap for buildings that are ready to go.
So we don't have people, and we certainly don't have houses to put them in, right?
That's right.
That's about how it works out. Well, listen, you guys are doing a tremendous job up there, and now you're expanding a little bit, and you're working with yet another county, eh?
Well, we've done a lot of partnerships with my friend Jim Wheeler in Gratiot County. We just recently did the U.S. 127 study looking at that road, and that was a joint project between Middle Michigan, which covers Isabella and Clare counties, and then Gratiot County, Greater Gratiot Development. So we did this joint project and did hired a firm that to get a third-party independent study of the safety issues and economic development issues of U.S. 127. That study's back. We've had some coverage on it. It's been well-received. That 16-mile stretch between St. John's and Ithaca is more dangerous than any other part of that road. And also, site selectors are not able to check off that box for anything north of St. John's that we've got access to a full expressway. So these are the two things that this study has found. And so we have submitted this to MDOT and talking with them about trying to get this section of road upgraded to full expressway at some point in the future.
Well, as always, collaborating, Jim McBride, president of the Middle Michigan Development Corporation in Mount Pleasant. Thanks for being with us. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.